This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between June 1 and June 30, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises at 5:04 a.m. PDT and the sun rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT on the 1st. Mercury is 9.25% illuminated and 11 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Mercury rises at 4:30 a.m. PDT and the sun rises at 5:45 a.m. PDT. Mercury is 71% illuminated and 6 arc seconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 3:50 a.m. PDT on the 1st. The planet is 78% illuminated and 14 arc seconds wide. On the 30th, Venus rises at 3:46 a.m. PDT, with a disk 86% illuminated and 12 arc seconds wide. The disk of Venus slowly shrinks in size and becomes more fully illuminated as it moves to the far side of its orbit. Mars rises at 2:31 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 1:33 a.m. PDT on the 30th. On the 3rd, Mars crosses from Pisces to Fishes to Cetus to Sea Monster and then crosses back into Pisces to Fishes on the 9th. The disk of Mars is 86% illuminated and increases in size from 6.4 arc seconds on the 1st to 7.2 arc seconds on the 30th. A telescope capable of magnification 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and perhaps large surface features. On the 1st, Mars will be less than 2 degrees east of Jupiter. The planet moves east away from Jupiter every night afterwards. On the 22nd, the waning crescent moon appears 3 degrees west of Mars. Jupiter rises in Aquarius to water barrier at 2:24 a.m. PDT on the 1st and rises at 12:40 a.m. PDT on the 30th. It moves into Cetus to Sea Monster on the 25th. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the four bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn rises in Capricornus to Sego at 12:41 a.m. PDT on the 1st and at 10:45 p.m. PDT on the 30th. The rings of Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus rises in Aries to Rem at 4:19 a.m. PDT on the 1st and 2:29 a.m. PDT on the 30th. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 2 hours, 57 minutes, 34 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 29 arc minutes, 47 arc seconds. Uranus is only 3.5 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune rises in Pisces to Fishes at 2:02 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and at 12:09 a.m. PDT on the 30th. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension 23 hours, 43 minutes, 50 seconds, and at declination negative 3 degrees, 1 arc minute, 31 arc seconds. First quarter occurs on the 7th, full moon is on the 14th, last quarter is on the 20th, and new moon is on the 28th. Summer begins in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere at 2:14 a.m. PDT on June 21. At this precise moment, the sun reaches its northernmost point on the ecliptic. This point and the time the sun meets it are called the summer solstice. Summer ends with the autumnal equinox on September 22nd. The comet C2017K2 Pan-STARRS may be visible with binoculars or a small telescope during June. The brightness of any comet can only be estimated, and it's not certain at this time whether it will be visible. The comet's position can be determined accurately as shown on our website. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.